You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are with Gary Oberman. He is the president and CEO of Build-A-Block, an innovative new e-commerce platform that combines the power of group buying, couponing, price aggregation, and a social networking library. Gary, welcome to E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're welcome. So first of all, tell us about your background, how you came up with the idea for buildablock.com.
My background, I've been a serial entrepreneur since 1990. I started on as founder of a company called Intunix that was Canada's first ISV. From there, I moved on to become the CEO of a public company that produced a few patents related to 3D streaming of video on the internet when media players were just coming to the world, and we broadcast the world's first live ever 3D event. We had about 200,000 people tune in to watch the Kingdom in Seattle while it was being imploded. We had our cameras inside the building, and that was a great success. We took that company, it was a public company. We took it from a market cap of around $1 million when I got started up to over $200 million within a year. So that was a great story. Had a lot of fun. It was at the peak of the dot-com bubble. Then I moved on to starting a company in 2002 called Budget Conferencing, where we automated the process of people that had an interest in creating their own conference calls. We automated that process, and myself and one other individual, we started that company for very few dollars, and within 5 years, we posted an eight-figure cash out, all cash, to a U.S. multinational. And then in 2008, I came up with the idea for Build-A-Block. I was actually sitting in front of my house in the winter watching snow removal, and it occurred to me that the snow removal company that had showed up to do the one driveway on a street with probably 300 houses that at least half had snow removal, that it didn't make a lot of sense for the removal company to do one house on one street and then drive 10 blocks over and do another. The idea was, what if there was a way to create block unity and have that group or that street create a buy request to a community of sellers, in this case of services or snow removal. So really that was the idea that that sparked off the creation of Build-A-Block. From there, putting it together as a digital asset and layering in the notion of e-commerce and making it available not only to people looking for snow removal, but much bigger picture, essentially any item or anything that works through supply chain based on volume becomes a negotiable item. And we've seen this phenomena through companies like Groupon. And what we did was we took one extra step in that, and we, by way of empowering consumers, we've created the ability to sort of enter into a negotiation forum, not that far off from what you are used to seeing with companies like eBay, except instead of negotiating one-to-one with supply chain, consumers have the ability to create their own groups and Build-A-Block acting as a gateway. We generate the lead over to where the merchant was originally seen or located, and we open up these conversations that allow for sort of this us acting as a proxy. We consolidate a buy group, and we put the two together, the buyer and the seller, and that's how the negotiations take place. It's a very simple process, a few clicks back and forth, two rounds of negotiation, and whatever item you're looking for almost invariably becomes a discountable item, if you will. And so far, we've seen great success. We've been live for about 2 weeks. We've signed on well over 300 members. We're in the very, very early stages of advertising. So, you know, being V1, we're going slow, making sure that we've got all the bugs ironed out. But it's clear that both merchants and buyers both are very interested to participate in this variable negotiating platform.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, how does buildablock.com work, and why would consumers be inclined to log into the site?
Well, how it works, it's actually quite simple. You could see an item, product, or service that you're interested to buy at a discount. And similar to what you see with Pinterest, we have our own version of a Pinterest tool. We call it a Winkit tool. And it's basically a little snippet of JavaScript that installs a button onto your bookmark bar, doesn't matter, whatever browser you're using. You see the item you like, you click the Winkit button, and it automatically picks up all the information on the page relevant to the item that you'd like to get. And what happens is after the item gets uploaded to, let's call it our interest engine, we then broadcast to the planet via search that example, let's say it was a television and a creator, the first person who saw the TV, posted it on our site. Now, let's say Eric comes in and Eric wants to buy a similar, if not same TV, but he'd like to save some money. So he goes to a section on the site where he'll see any page, in fact, where he'll see a search bar, and he'll just type in television. And that item will now appear as it was created by its founder, whoever that person may be, and with nothing more than a Join Now button, you can actually add yourself to a growing list of buyers. And what we do is we clock down from, depending on the item, anywhere from 3 weeks to a week. We clock down on a timer that allows for a group of buyers to form. Typically, it's a group of 10. Once critical mass is reached, we now close the group, and we then send the lead over to the merchant where the item was spotted originally. And from there, via nothing more than an HTML mail, any merchant is able to simply click the link that initiates negotiations to begin, and the two sides are now put directly together to negotiate through us as a proxy. So why would anyone want to participate in that? Well, it's simple. I don't think we're inventing the wheel here. Everybody loves to save money. Everybody loves to shop. We create variability in what would have otherwise been considered a static model of supply and distribution by way of volume. So for a merchant, for a buyer rather, it's a very simple and obvious proposition, very simple process. For a merchant, we don't, example, dilute brand by way of discounting. You get to maintain your brand, and the argument becomes, well, based on economy of scale, any merchant has the ability to negotiate down their costs based on volume. And we bring that volume to every SKU on every deal. So it's very intuitive. In fact, if a merchant wanted to, at no cost, they could come to the Build-A-Block website and just via the navigation, create your own merchant account at no cost and start listing items that you think you'd like to sell off at a discount in exchange for volume. So we're a blend of a few different, very high-profile, highly successful sites. We've got an eBay component. We've got a Groupon component. We've got a Pinterest component. You know, these are all very in-vogue sites, very active and obvious value propositions. We pull them all together. And the idea is, in exchange for time value, in other words, to be patient, you now get to buy yourself the availability of a discount. So, you know, it's not so much the impulse buyer. It's the, let's say, greater than $100 item. You're willing to wait a little bit of time, pull together a group, and have this online live negotiation in exchange for saving some money. So that's really the theory of it.
So let me make sure I'm understanding correctly. The site not only can help the consumer save money just about on anything they buy, but it's also beneficial for the merchant as well?
Correct. Yes. I mean, you could picture a merchant that typically would sell on average quantity one of that color TV. Well, by definition, Build-A-Block implies that for every sale that you make online, you're always going to do it by way of a group greater than one. So that economy of scale works on both sides of the equation, right? The merchant gets to reduce his cost because he gets to increase his volume and therefore increase his liquidity. And on the other side, the buyer gets to benefit by way of a discount going back to him in exchange for that merchant discount. So for us, we see it as a win-win. And again, everybody who's tried to work through the system finds it very easy to use, highly valuable. In fact, as new members come in, typically they're not creating, we call them winks or interest points. They don't create a single wink. They typically do between 5 and 7 winks. It costs you nothing. You know, the concept is almost, or the analogy, why go fishing with one rod in the water when you can go in with a dozen, right? If they're all there and sitting on autopilot to catch the fish, really there's no exposure. The entire process is free. So why not put your feelers out in as many areas as you can? So again, it's almost like a merchant exchange whereby via sort of this protracted negotiation, both buyers and merchants get to meet as groups. And, you know, we've got a very strong social element in that as well, similar to Pinterest, where the buyer groups get to exchange thoughts all the way through both the creation phase for the interest item as well as the live negotiation. So as an example, in order to maximize your discount as a buyer group, you really want to make sure that, example, if people aren't getting greedy against the merchant to go, a little bit crazy on pricing. A reasonable discount works best for everybody, and the theory would be if the group sticks together and it doesn't break down, then as a group, they'll probably secure the best price. So all of those psychological dynamics are preserved through the online negotiation via chat and forums and things that people are already used to doing. It's almost like Pinterest with a direct commerce model, where we pull together those groups of people that sit on every one of those interest boards, and we say, you love the item, guys. Why don't we buy it as a group? We're already in the room. Let's compare notes and let's get the deal done. That's kind of how we facilitate things.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Gary Olbermann. He is the president and CEO of Build-A-Block, an innovative new e-commerce platform that combines the power of group buying, couponing, price aggregation, and a social networking library. He's joined us here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you've successfully launched startups in the past and have extensive experience acting as a CEO. What is the secret to your success in all this?
Interesting question. I don't think, as a serial entrepreneur, that there's any one single silver bullet that'll make it. But what I like to say is consistency has always worked best. And execution, of course, paramount. Make sure that you have a strong team of like-minded people. Chemistry has always served me well. And in everything that I've done in the last 15 years, I've always tried to maintain my core group of high-level thinkers, and I've been successful in that regard. And I think that's certainly lent very well towards a consistent, successful startup.
Tell us, where is the best place for our listeners to get more information about Build-A-Block online? Assuming it would be buildablock.com, but I just wanted to confirm that with you.
Yeah, that is accurate. Buildablock.com. We have a nice intro video. So if the theory of what we do isn't obvious, there's a landing page for anybody who's now coming to the site for the first time. So it'll give you a great description. And from there, you'll see immediately thereafter the full catalog of items that are starting to form.
And in conclusion, what advice do you have for the listener who may be considering starting their own business and becoming future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space? What would you tell the listener?
Do your homework. Make sure your diligence is thorough, and it's implied to think big, to dream big, but when it comes to execution, there are inexpensive ways to test things, and I would put a lot of energy into making sure that you have strong, protracted results that you've double and triple checked and are scientifically viable, and scalability is key. That really is the beauty of the internet. Make sure that whatever you can do for quantity one, that you can do linearly for quantity 10, and then eventually exponentially for quantity 1,000. If you could preserve that curve, then you're taking full advantage of a dynamic that really didn't exist in business 20 years ago. And for me, that's always been the magic of the internet.
Certainly been good to have caught up with you. We have been speaking with Gary Oberman. He is the president and CEO of Buildablock, an innovative new e-commerce platform that combines the power of group buying, couponing, price aggregation, and a social networking library attached. And the website of reference, once again, is buildablock.com. Mr. Oberman, thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.